With two grocery stores set to close about 10 miles apart on Jacksonville's northwest side, some city officials are concerned residents won't have enough access to healthy, fresh food. Council members Katrina Brown and Reggie Brown are meeting with the community Thursday. A big yellow banner in front of Harvey's on Edgewood Avenue declares entire store on sale. Along with the Harvey's on Dunn Avenue, it's in the process of closing as parent company Southeastern Grocers declares bankruptcy, says Councilwoman Katrina Brown.
So tonight we're going to have a conversation. We may have some solutions. And we recently filed a bill that will appropriate $3 million out of the Northwest Trust money to designate that money to focus on food deserts.
And it would fund an expert in the grocery industry to help come up with a plan for the incentives.
What we're hoping to do is to hire a consultant.
Because it's been a struggle getting grocery stores to open in some areas, like around Moncrief Road and Myrtle Avenue. The nonprofit Northwest Jacksonville Community Development Corporation built a strip mall at that intersection and was planning a grocery co-op there, says CEO Paul Tutwiler.
So we have more than a five-year journey in our efforts to bring a grocery store here. And there are some lessons learned, best practices, and sometimes ambitions and desires do not translate into actual projects.
But he says a grocery store should open on Moncrief by next summer, as his nonprofit has cleaned up the land and acquired permits. Tutwiler will share his efforts at the food desert meeting at Highlands Regional Library this evening at 6. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.